After we settled in our new home on Park Place, many relatives and former residents of our town came to visit us. Most of them I never knew. One evening, this man came with his wife and 16-year-old daughter. His daughter conversed with him in Hebrew, which impressed me. My father used to visit them during our long separation, and my mother used to take us, Lily and me, to visit his father Saturday afternoons. This was Mr. and Mrs. Schur and their lovely daughter, Vagele. My parents used to visit them occasionally after a while, taking Lily along. Somehow I never went alone, I don't know why. There was some distant relationship between our families. The next time I met Frances was my brother Jack's wedding. She taught me how to dance that night. This was the first time I danced with a girl. I used to hear about her from time to time. After about a week or so, Jack took me down to his butcher store and started to teach me his trade. He gave me a salary of $25 a week, took me to his bank and opened a savings account for me. He told me to contribute $5 a week to mother and keep some pocket money and put the rest into his savings account. I enrolled in night school to learn English. Actually, I knew a little English. Self-taught, I had bought a book in Europe and learned a few phrases. At the end of the term in night school, they gave a test to see whether any of the immigrant students are eligible to go to high school. I passed the test and I enrolled in evening high school. A friend of mine from Lipnishok suggested that I switch to preparatory school when I can speed up the high school years and complete all requirements in 2 years. I was eager to make up for lost time. So at the end of the term in night high school, I switched to prep school, where each subject was condensed, but enabled one to pass the Regents' exams, which was a mistake. I'm sorry I didn't have any better guidance. My father and my brother Jack were not very sophisticated in academic subjects. After I accumulated enough high school credits, a friend suggested I take up pharmacy. I consulted a pharmacy clerk around the corner from where we lived. He suggested to enroll Columbia Pharmacy School, where he graduated from, and at present he was studying medicine. He went to school for 3 days and went to work in drugstores the rest of the time. This enabled the pharmacy student to accumulate enough practical experience which was needed in order to pass a licensing exam. I couldn't get a job in a drugstore, so I continued to work in Jack's butcher store and was able to pay my own way for college. I was planning this to be only a stepping stone towards further study. I got catalogs from medical schools and dental schools. I also took a corresponding course in commercial art during this time. A man who came to visit us suggested that I don't take pharmacy because it was a very competitive business with cutthroat competition, a drugstore on every corner. He suggested accountancy, but I did not take his advice. Another opportunity came up which I didn't take. While I was working in Jack's butcher store, some friends I met in night school used to work at the building trade. While I was earning $25 a week, they were making about $90 to $100 a week. But I was eager to continue going to school, so I didn't make any change. It was probably a mistake. I might have ended up building skyscrapers instead of counting pills. While I was in pharmacy college, a classmate told me he was playing tennis with a girl who knows me. Her name was Frances Schur. After I graduated pharmacy school, I got a job at a drugstore at the 125th Street in Broadway. At that time, several drug chains entered the city. The one I worked for was the Mannheim Pharmacy. The original owner of this pharmacy probably came from Bad Nauheim. A classmate in pharmacy school who worked in this drugstore suggested I go up to the main office and apply for a job. Through his influence, I was accepted, even though I had little pharmacy experience. The hours I had to work were long, from 2 o'clock in the afternoon to 2 o'clock in the morning. Salaries were low, about $25 a week. Traveling in the subway after 2 a.m. to Brownsville was uneventful at that time. There was no crime in the subways yet. I used to settle in a corner and fall asleep for an hour, waking up just in time to get off. This was in the midst of the Great Depression of the 1930s. People couldn't get jobs in their profession and used to sell apples in the streets at a nickel each to make a few dollars.